The Lord's blessing and kindness is with us, dear heart dwellers, and He is ever so protective of this little flock that brings Him so much joy. Today is October the 3rd, 2015, and tonight the Lord wants to address some areas of concern that are quite current in our YouTube family. The Lord has brought to our attention that there are some injured warriors in our family, in our heart dwellers family. They've been exposed to lies and mistruths about what's being taught on our channel, and even been threatened with hell if they listen and follow our messages. Jesus is deeply grieved for these injured souls. We don't have time to address these issues on our regular channel, but the Lord has asked us to establish a blog called Triage that will give you a place to post your personal concerns on what is being taught here and whether or not it lines up with Scripture, and give us a place to clarify any confusion. We love you all so much, and our heart's desire is that we all walk in truth and charity. This is not about personality and whether I'm a nice person or not a nice person. This is about truth and spiritual warfare and the heart of God and how He expresses Himself through our channel. It is my experience with the Lord that He doesn't condemn errors in doctrine any near as much as He does errors in charity. So I hope that'll bring you some peace until we get this blog established. This has just been assigned to us today, so give us a few days to get it up and going, and I'll make an announcement when it's ready to fly. You'll be able to post your concerns there about what we are teaching on the channel and whether or not it truly lines up with Scripture. And you'll be getting the answers that you're asking for there. But if anyone approaches us with condemnation or an argumentative spirit, Scripture tells us not to engage that, so we won't post answers to that. But legitimate questions, you bet, we're going to do that for you. Tonight I asked the Lord, Lord, do you have a message for us? And He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for the kingdom of God is theirs. Right after He said that, Ezekiel was in the other room and he got a reading from Isaiah 7:15 in the Scriptures. There is no peace for the wicked, but those who still reject me are like the restless sea, which is never still, but continually churns up mud and dirt. There is no peace for the wicked, says the Lord. It's a New International Version of Isaiah 7. And the Lord continued. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, those who are not self-satisfied, but those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are you, because you depend totally on me. You are not comfortable walking in your own righteousness, with your own opinions, continually in defense posture. Rather, you are meek and humble of heart, looking to me for all your answers, and always ready to yield to the truth. Blessed are you. You will not be led astray. Your insecurity causes you to rely totally on me, even from moment to moment. Your hearts beat in unison with mine, and they are never satisfied with themselves, but always seeking more of me. You shall be filled with the good things of my kingdom, righteousness, peace, and joy. My sons and daughters, forever stay in the posture of your eyes and hearts lifted up to me, seeking the fresh manna for the day. Each of you has unique needs every day. Although my spirit tends to move in different themes, still, your own unique needs have to be met. And as an aside here, guys, he's not talking about fresh manna on our channel. He's talking about your individual prayer time and the way that He feeds you with fresh manna when you're with Him. He continued, This is why I am teaching you to seek me above all other people and things. As you do so, I prepare you for the challenges I know are coming your way for that day. I reassure you that I am with you, that I am guiding, leading, and carrying you when the climb is too strenuous. As demons armed with a religious spirit continue to proliferate and infiltrate all areas of the church, they will try to smear the lines between good and bad, right and wrong. They will use unflinching legalisms to control those who do not dwell intimately with me in the secret place of my heart. Because the mind perceives so much to be correct and in line with the law, many will be fooled and led into error, even as Paul was before his conversion. The religious leaders missed me when I came to them, because they were not living in the heart of the law, but in the letter. Therefore, everything they could line up with their minds, with their traditions and laws, was right. Anything that threatened their static view of the faith was condemned and vehemently denounced. They did not expect me to come to them meek and humble of heart. No, they were looking for an entourage of wealth, intellect, and power. That has never been my heart, and that has never been my way. I relate to the poor more than any other people group on this earth. My heart is with the lost, the abandoned, and the very poor who struggle from day to day for the meagerest living, and consequently are never self-righteous or self-satisfied. Rather, they live tenuously, gripping my garment day by day. This is not the American way, nor does it fit any way on this earth. This is the way of the kingdom of God, where all depend totally on me, without question, and have nothing in and of themselves that I have not given them. This is a sublime teaching that can only be embraced by the most humble of heart. These are my people, the humble and contrite. They are the ones I choose with my most important tasks, because they will never take the credit for what is done through them. These times you are living in are thick with deception, and you can be sure the rule books are open wide as the demons gather round to choose their arrows. They are tipped with the poison of pride and legalism, the ways of the Pharisees and Sadducees. And when they penetrate, they release a flesh-rotting disease targeted for your very hearts, that the tender life I live inside of you be utterly destroyed and replaced with pride and stone-cold knowledge. Those who have been afflicted with this poison will be wrestling with scruples, doubts, fears, and find that they no longer have any peace. This should be a sign to them that poison is afoot in their spirits. No peace is a preeminent sign of demonic influence. You have been taught this for months now, so do not fail to recognize when your peace is disturbed and stolen. You have taken in a demonic poison. Some will find this poison to their liking and will come back for more and more and even more. It is written about them in Isaiah, "There is no peace for the wicked. Those who still reject me are like the restless sea, which is never still but continually churns up mud and dirt." If you are recognizing this leaven of wickedness in you, I am calling you to repentance, for it is also written, "Clear away the rocks and stones so my people can return from captivity." I say the captivity of their legalisms and pride, so they may escape from those, to run into my tender arms of mercy and intimate fellowship. The high and the lofty one who lives in eternity, the Holy One, says this, I live in the high and holy place with those whose spirits are contrite and humble. I restore the crushed spirit of the humble and revive the courage of those with repentant hearts. For I will not fight against you forever. I will not always be angry. If I were, all people would pass away, all the souls I have made. I was angry, so I punished these greedy people. I withdrew from them, but they kept on going their own stubborn way. I have seen what they do, but I will heal them anyway. I will lead them, and I will comfort those who mourn, bringing words of praise to their lips. May they have abundant peace, both near and far, says the Lord who heals them. But those who still reject me are like the restless sea, which is never still but continually churns up mud and dirt. There is no peace for the wicked, says the Lord. And that is Isaiah 7. Some of you have been deeply wounded by the scribes and the Pharisees in your churches. You walk around with shriveled up hearts, aching for love from me, but fearful with the voices of the evil one, constantly stealing your peace with various fears. You have had your fill of the bitter waters and worldly ways of the institutions, who have caused you also to doubt in my goodness. To you I say, return to me, embrace me, and leave the dead to bury the dead. Do not take those ways that wounded you and deprived you of me. Do not take up the weapons of war that were used on you and fight against those who appear to be threatening you. Rather, I say, come to me in humility and contrition. Confess to me your wounds and weaknesses, even the bitterness and unforgiveness you've carried buried deep in your hearts over what was done to you. Now is the time to put a stop to the advance of this evil. Now is the time for you to lay down your weapons of war and take up your cross and follow me. Now is the time of your visitation, and I am calling you to repentance and into my open and waiting arms. For this is the time of a great knowledge of God, a time of revelation, that I am in your midst as a loving Savior who has fulfilled the law and the prophets and brought you to my heart of mercy and love. The weapons you have taken up will never bring you peace, but will continually churn up mud and dirt. I am calling you to clean, pure waters, healing waters, where I wait to renew you in your baptismal blessings and invite you into the corridors of my love and finally to dwell with me in my heart forever. Now is the time. Righteously, speaking truth from the heart. He who rejects dishonest gain and stops his ears against plots of destruction, who shuts his eyes against contemplating evil, who slanders not his neighbor nor harms another, and never defames a friend.